If you live in a region affected by malaria, make sure you and your family sleep under insecticide-treated bed nets. That's the advice of Professor David Schellenberg of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. I asked him to comment on some new research about the effectiveness of bed nets just published in the medical journal The Lancet from Senegal.
Well, this paper draws on a unique data set where Jean-Francois Trapp and his colleagues have been following up a whole village for about 20 years. And actually, the paper is reporting data which has been collected over the last 4 years or so, looking at the effect on malaria of introducing insecticide-treated mosquito nets.
Now, this is the very kind of detailed, thorough work that the London School of Hygiene tries to do in many parts of the world. So what's going on here and what has been the success of this particular report?
The report contains some very encouraging and robust findings, but some other more concerning results, which I think we question the validity of, to be honest. On the one hand, they show a fairly convincing reduction in the amount of malaria immediately after the introduction of mosquito nets. That's a finding which is consistent with results from other studies in other places in recent years. But the study also raises some concerns because it documents that just 2 years after the mosquito nets were introduced, actually the amount of malaria increased again. Furthermore, it raises concerns about insecticide resistance. As you know, the mosquito nets are treated with insecticide, and that's important for killing the mosquitoes and reducing the transmission of malaria. And the researchers found that actually there was evidence of increased resistance to the insecticides used.
You've had a look at these data. What do you make of the facts that you have so far from this village?
Well, on the one hand, it shows a fairly convincing reduction in malaria shortly after the introduction of mosquito nets. However, it also draws attention to an apparent increase in the amount of resistance to the insecticide that's used on the mosquito nets. So good news, which is consistent with findings from many other settings in recent years, but also worrying news about the effect or possible effect on resistance to insecticide.
Now, that's not particularly surprising because a lot of research work goes on to predicting resistance to insecticides and applying new insecticides whenever necessary, isn't it?
There is a lot of work going on. The amount of work has increased in recent years, and actually a lot more needs to be done. I think it's inevitable. Whenever you use an insecticide or a drug on a large scale, that resistance will eventually emerge. So we've got to get much better at monitoring for resistance and then being ready with a replacement insecticide or drug when that resistance gets to a dangerous level.
Now, in malaria regions, the populations become slightly immune because they get bitten and they get exposed to the malaria parasite to some extent. And I gather another issue that Jean-Francois Trapp is raising is that this level of immunity may have decreased. Do you think it has in this setting?
You know, I think it's very difficult to say on the basis of the data that's presented. For some reason which is really not clear to me, the investigators have presented information for different seasons of the year, which makes it actually very difficult to compare one set of data with another set of data. And it's rather difficult, therefore, to know really how big a change there has been in the amount of malaria overall.
One thing the investigators do say is that by using bed nets and by combining that approach to prevention with the use of good drugs, you really can make a big difference to malaria.
Yes, now that's definitely the case, and we know that from other studies in other settings as well. The possibility that this will, in the long term, impair the development of immunity to malaria, I think this is a very likely scenario, but I don't think that's what's being documented and presented in this case. I think it's going to be an inevitable consequence as we get better at controlling malaria. Populations will be more susceptible to epidemics. We have to be aware that that's a risk and we have to guard against it.
Now, this interesting paper from The Lancet has made us aware of insecticide resistance, whether or not it's happening, the possible effects on immunity. But what are the messages that ordinary people should get from this sort of study?
I think it just draws attention to the need for scientific rigour when making these sorts of announcements of the effect of interventions on malaria and on drug resistance. So that's one point. We really need to scrutinise the data, make sure it's robust. But the second point is it does raise awareness again of the threat and the inevitable likelihood of resistance developing. We've got to be prepared. We need to monitor for resistance. We need to be prepared with new insecticides and drugs to be able to implement those when the time comes.
Meanwhile, should we all be using and encouraging the use of insecticide-treated bed nets?
Yes, indeed. I think this is a key point. It is the cornerstone of malaria prevention, recommended by the World Health Organization, widely implemented and largely credited with the observation that malaria deaths in 2009 were 200,000 less than in previous years.
Professor David Schellenberg from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.